Okay, we'll call this monthly meeting to order at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, July 19.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call Grant down here. I am here. Jerry?
Here.
Edwell?
Here.
Huck? Not present. Crazy?
Here.
Frazel?
Here.
All right, number four, approval of the agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Item number five, consider motion to approve consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve regular meeting minutes, June 21st, 2023, minutes of the special meeting, June 27th, 2023. General fund vouchers, voids, 105335 for $700. ACH payments, 222300177 through 222300215 for $14,491.22. Checks, 105198 through 105365 for $548,157.54. Wire transfers, 202200146 through 202200152 for $181,640.77 for a total of $744,289.53.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried.
I have no question.
Okay. Public input? Mrs. Graves?
Nothing.
All right. Woohoo. I can skip correspondence recognition unless Miss. Nope.
I don't have anything.
All right. Number eight, reports. I have administrative reports. Mrs. Robinson.
All right. With the passage of the biennium state budget, we have some information about where we will be with aid and revenue. So all districts will get a $325 per pupil in the first and second year. However, districts after that, districts that are still below the $11,000 per pupil and are not subject to a freeze on their low revenue ceiling, which is if they failed the referendum, they'll be able to raise their revenue limit to $11,000. Our revenue limit per pupil for the 22-23 school year was $10,000, so we will be at that $11,000. We get that jump all the way. Instead of the $300 per pupil, it'll go all the way to the $11,000. So we benefit because we've been at the low end the whole time. Other categorical aid increases that will affect us include special education aid increasing from 30% to about 33.3%. That's an estimate. High-cost special education and high-cost transportation aids will increase, but they don't have estimates about how much per pupil that will be. We just know it's going up. Transportation aid for 12 plus miles will be increased by $400 per pupil. Obviously, we have students who meet that. So $400 per pupil, that'll increase. And then school library aid was increased. But again, we will not have that estimated per pupil amount for a little while yet. So while we always hope for more, the budget certainly works towards easing that fiscal cliff that will come with the exhaustion of ESSER funds. My second one is, since the special meeting that was held June 27th, Tom White and I have worked on selecting a firm for from the short list that the board gave us to work on our facility assessment. We have decided to work with Bray Architects for that facility assessment. We will be meeting virtually with Bray team members next week to discuss a preliminary timeline, community engagement strategy, and board involvement. So we've set up that meeting already.
Now, didn't he sign that for, it was supposed to be about $300-some for the next 400-some years?
Yeah.
So what he did with the budget, so they had put in, because the governor has line item veto, they had put it just restricting for the next 2 years in that biennium. He line item vetoed that piece, so the limit on that is 400 years. So yes, right now it's written as $325 increase per year per pupil for the next 400 years. However, on it, I mean, obviously the next budget that will be changed and looked at more than anything. But yes, right now, as it reads, that there is no, it's for 400 years. So $325 per pupil increase for 400 years.
We won't have to worry about it again.
If only. However, I don't want to see what taxes would look like in 400 years if that's the case. As much as I would like the income for the school district, I don't know about some of the rest of that. And then finally, in fall of 2022, a community member made me aware that two parcels of land at the elementary building site are not in the school district's name. The parcels of land are owned, and I say that very loosely, by a person who has been deceased for like 100 years. So it's someone who donated most of the land to the elementary site and sold part of it to the district and donated some of it 150 to 200 years ago. Oh, so it's still in that person's name who's long gone. The parcels of land, so I immediately contacted our attorney and stayed in contact with them over the months on what steps we should take to get the parcels in the district's name. Last month, our attorney notified me that through his research, it is recommended that we file a quasi in rem, that's the legal term, lawsuit, and ask the Marinette County Circuit Court to declare the district the rightful owner of the two properties, or parcels, lots, I guess. I notified him that that is what we would like to do so that we can get it in our name. And as I receive updates, I will keep the board informed.
We've been using it.
Yeah, and actually, I've looked at the GIS and all that, you know, it doesn't show, like, I can't get to see the plot with, like, the overlay of where the building actually is, but what I believe is where the three-story part of the building is, to the west of that, where between the road and that building where that north parking, there's that small parking lot, and then I believe it's actually into, the second parcel is actually into where the three-story part of the building is, which obviously is where the original site was. That building was built in about 1924, 1925. Before that, there was a building there. So again, it's been in the possession and had a building by the school district for that long. He looked into like adverse possession and a couple different ways to look at it, but in finding it, this is the way he has to do it. And you just, basically you're filing paperwork to the court saying it's rightfully ours, please give it to us. So late last month, right at the end of the month, maybe even the first week of July, he told me this is the way that I believe you should go. Let me know if you would like to, and I said yes. He said it costs, I mean, it's really filing paperwork, so while it's a lot because of the work involved, like, it's, lawyers charge a lot, overall it's only going to be a few thousand dollars is what he was thinking. So I told him, yes, go with it, and let's get that taken care of.
Jeez.
So, yeah. All right.
Moving on. Mr. Baum.
Summer school classes finished at the high school on June 30th. We utilized an online format this summer, allowing students to earn remedial credit in a variety of classes rather than only offering English 9 and biology or physical science. We will be looking at our summer school format before next year to decide if we're going to move away from an online format now that the last group of COVID students are done, that we're trying to get caught up. So we'll see where we go with it. But that was kind of the end of our, this year was the end of our online summer school. We could continue to do it, but I don't know that we will. So, secondly, we've been busy at the high school getting the preliminary work done for next school year. We've updated bell schedules, no real changes there. Reassigned committee members, put together new supervision schedules, made changes to the teacher and student handbooks, and this calm before the storm period is a great chance to revisit policies and make sure everything's in order before September 1st, when things get much more hectic. And lastly, and I'm sure this will probably be
on everyone's report.
The custodial staff has been very busy getting the building ready for the 23-24 school year. The amount of work they complete each week is very impressive. Most of the hallways in the building have a fresh coat of wax on them. Classrooms have been torn apart, cleaned extensively, and put back together again. They've been a great group of people to work with this summer, and I would also like to commend them for the amount of effort they've put forth making the high school continue to look brand new.
I was going to say. You can just say ditto.
Yeah.
All right, Mrs. Dama.
If you drive by the elementary school, you may notice the new benches on our kindergarten and main playgrounds. These 5 benches, called buddy benches, were purchased by our WPTO. The benches are a way for students to signal to others that they are looking for someone to talk to or to play with. Mrs. Spalding will be doing lessons with the students on the purpose of the buddy benches during the first few weeks of school. Our summer school wrapped up on Friday, June 30th as well. I have received some positive feedback on the classes that were offered, and both teachers and parents seem to like the way the schedule was set this year. Some of the fun classes offered were Space Camp, Under the Sea, Book to Movie, Chalk Painting, and Boredom Busters. I too would like to acknowledge our custodial and maintenance crews. They have been working very hard. Carpets and windows are being washed, floors waxed, and our main hallway is getting a fresh coat of paint.
Are there any buddy benches left over or no?
You need a buddy?
Yeah. Go in here at the high school and see if someone would talk to me.
I'll go run to talk to you. How many parents?
Get a sign made for one of the benches in the lobby.
Mr.
Bauman's buddy bench.
Parents only.
Looking for a friend. Mr. Boyd.
The middle high school boiler replacement project is progressing according to schedule. Demolition is complete, and the fitters have begun fabrication and installation of the piping in preparation for the new boilers. The pumps and variable frequency drives have already arrived, which is pretty much the majority of what they need, and delivery of the new boilers is slated for July 30th, which will give them plenty of time to get everything done before the start of school. I'm going to skip right over the summer cleaning and maintenance. The flooring contractors have begun installation of the new vinyl tile in the old science lab at the elementary school and some sections of hallway. The main hallway's walls received a fresh coat of paint, as Mrs. Dama already reported. New bulletin boards have been installed in that hallway, and we are putting some ceramic tile in the area where the drinking fountains are in the middle of that hall. We built a wall and are putting ceramic tile there, and the new drinking fountains will be going on there shortly. And then we will also be replacing the old and grungy baseboard that is in that hallway, so hopefully sprucing that whole area up a little bit. And lastly, on June 28th, myself, along with our 2 full-time maintenance personnel, attended a custodial maintenance conference held at the Tomahawk School District. The sessions were informative, and the conference provided a great environment for professional networking opportunities. That's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Schramm.
Hey, good evening. All 382 of our new computers have been unboxed and taped for inventory. We are working to update and roll the devices into our management systems. We will then apply the student and staff name labels to the Chromebooks and chargers, install the cases, assign them in Skyward, then prepare them for distribution. We finished constructing the remaining new interactive flat panels for the project we've had going on, which we will install in rooms once summer cleaning occurs. All 65 have now been assembled and are ready to go. We're also working on removing all the old smart board equipment and cabling from the classrooms. And finally, as breached login usernames and passwords become more and more common and the unauthorized use of accounts has become more frequent, I will soon work with all staff to implement 2-factor authentication on our applications and systems supporting it. 2-factor authentication is implemented to further secure our systems and prevent unauthorized access to district accounts by requiring 1 additional authentication method besides a username and password. A text message, code from an authenticator smartphone app, or unique key are all examples of 2-factor authentication that will help further secure our systems.
Which one did you go with? Microsoft?
We'll implement like Gmail, the start that has all the built-in proprietary ones, and then look at the systems that don't know, find something that doesn't. There's a lot of them out there.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Uh-huh.
It's fun stuff. Especially
when you don't have any
fun. All right, information discussion, elementary school student handbook changes.
Mrs. Dama will present the changes to the elementary school handbook.
Okay, so a couple things. I did do it in red this year because I didn't want to do that last year. We have added a couple couple things. One is the parent requests for specific teachers. And that's on page 12. So we are making it policy that, or not policy, but we're putting it in the handbook that parents cannot request specific teachers. They can share information about their child's learning needs and personality and so forth, but we're kind of trying to do away with the asking for specific teachers. I've had a few phone calls last week about some parents wanting their students in classes with their friends, and so we're kind of trying to shy away from that. We do have a team with teachers, special ed teachers, guidance counselors, myself, and the reading and math interventionists that all look over and kind of work together on the class list.
And generally, like when you're saying teachers, it's usually like the teachers that had them the previous year, like the year that it's ending, that, you know, knows the makeup and you know, how they learn best and what works and what doesn't, what mix of kids works and what doesn't,
yeah.
Some of those things that go into that. So
we do
a lot of time is spent on it, but some of those requests get lengthy, like you get 15 in a group of 60 and it's hard to then make up, and a lot of times they're not for a sometimes they're not for a sufficient reason. It's just, well, I know them. I know that teacher. I like that teacher, or
I
heard something.
I had a child that had that teacher, but sometimes personality is
kids are different.
Match,
yep.
So.
Yeah.
So another thing that I added after you guys had yours printed was just a little blurb on party invitations. So we're asking that parents do not send party invitations to distribute at school for any type of party planned at home or elsewhere unless there's an invitation for every student in child's class. If you're unable to include all students, you'll need to find an alternative way to distribute invitations. And I don't know if this one was in there. Is there anything right below that on pets?
I don't know where
you are. In here. It's like right up here.
12?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of changed that for the safety of all students and staff. Pets are not allowed on school grounds at any time. And then one other change, one other big change that we did was for report cards, grades 4K through 3rd, we're changing the grade mark legend to AD, which stands for advanced, PR proficient, BA basic, and MI minimal. And the reason that we want to do that is just because it matches our district and the state assessments.
State assessment, where before it was partial, thorough, adequate, minimal, I think, or so, like, not in that order, but those were the ones that just kind of
like the S and the U when we were kids.
So this now matches what the state testing,
which will be way easier for parents.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's just through third grade, because obviously in fourth grade we
get letter grades.
Letter grades. We are working on some new report card formats, but we're just kind of in the very preliminary stages for those. I kind of took Jeff's student dress code and kind of made it more elementary friendly. So
page 15.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same thing. We're just kind of asking for no tank tops. Must wear clothing that covers undergarment, stomach, chest, back, and buttocks, and the shoes are required at all times.
Just the common sense stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of it.
Do you have the bigger ones?
Anybody have any questions?
Perfect. I did add one more thing since I had this printed for you. It's just a little blurb on immunizations. Prior to attending school, all students must be up to date with required immunizations, or they must have an authorized waiver on file. If a student does not have the necessary vaccinations or a completed waiver, they may be excluded from attending school as permitted by law. Any questions regarding immunizations or waivers should be directed to the school nurse.
All right. high school's handbook changes.
Yeah, there's really only two changes other than, you know, updating dates and staff members, things like that. The first one's on page 15.
Page what?
15. When we put in the incentive for perfect attendance for exams, we had mentioned it was 27 hours that we had put in last year for hours of absence accompanied by doctor's note. I had mentioned that I'd like to lower that to 18 this year, go from 27 to 18. And honestly, after doing it for a year with the doctors, notes, I will say, and Val really appreciated, the doctor's notes were turned in much more readily this last year since they could now get exemptions for attendance with doctor's notes. They were it's the best I've ever seen them. It wasn't the best attendance I've ever seen, it got better. but the notes, turning in doctor's notes was really good this last year. So we are lowering it to 18, and honestly, the ones that did use doctor's exemptions, most of them were 18 or under anyway, so I don't think it's going to be much of a difference as far as who will be exempt. And honestly, I think, I don't know if we'll go lower than that again. We'll see how 18 looks this year. But parents did use that time, actually. I think that was a good thing. Me being bullheaded for all the years, I can admit when I think something I was against for many years, it actually was a good thing, I think. So, and then the only other change was the dress code. I don't know if you looked at it, that was on page 34. Mrs. Robinson had sent me a copy of the dress code from Bowler, I think it was.
Yeah.
So I looked at 7, 8, 9 dress codes in the area. Marinette, Wasaki, Coleman, Bondwell, Shawnell, a few others. And we were the only one in there that measures shorts. And so that's kind of it. And without going into a long speech on why, we just have a lot of issues with dress code here. And honestly, I think a fair number of the ones that we have to make change are reasonable. You know, are there some that are inappropriate? Absolutely. But at one point last year, I called down 47 girls to the auditoria that were reported for dress code, and probably 60 to 75% of them, I thought the shorts were perfectly fine. You know, were they 4 inches to the top of the or to the top of the knee? No, but they were decent. So, anyway, if you want to take a look at that, it's pretty much what Cam said. It's really very similar to ours, other than instead of saying that the shorts have to be 4 inches from the top of the knee, it just says they have to be in good taste when you sit down. They can't be too revealing. If they are, you get sent to the office. It basically says me and whoever I want to designate as arbitrators of the dress code are the ones who make the decision, technically me being the final decision. But it just says they have to be tasteful, and you can't see undergarments, stomach, chest, back, legs. So it just doesn't put a number there. So.
Okay. You'll be everyone's favorite guy.
Yeah. Well, I've already heard that like 3/4 of the school already knows.
I'm sure.
Jeff Lyle found a typo on page 7 on the high school sorry, I'm giving him credit, not throwing him under the bus. On the high school bell schedule, just under flex period, it says 357 to 325 instead of 257. I said that probably was there last year too. It probably wasn't even changed.
Nobody picked it up.
I just wanted to mention it so that you can. Yeah.
Just regrets. All right. Middle. High school extracurricular activities code.
Yep, that's you.
Okay, there's actually only two changes on this as well. One was, I think Jeff had updated the cost of the check that the deposit the parents put down. It was, he must not have changed it last year. Is that 15? Page 13.
Yep.
Of the middle school.
It's 250.
Yeah.
How many checks did we cash this year, do you know?
A fair number.
I was going to say, some of them would rather pay that money than
still
do anything. Yep.
But I don't think he updated it last year, even though he did change it last year.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we didn't have any parents calling,
Yep.
Say like, well, your policy, your
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on page 13 of the middle school and page 16 of the high school. Just that.
So, and anyway, then there's that's the one change. She was just updating that. Then the other one was from an incident that happened this year. We had a student who
page 8 of the high school code.
Yeah.
Is there, you're
good. Page 8 of the high school code.
We had a couple students, well, it only affected one of them, who was a junior, that acted very inappropriately in the class, got booted for the semester, took the F. Well, that grade actually, technically, for getting the F third quarter and fourth quarter, and he got it early in third quarter, made him ineligible for fourth quarter, and technically it makes him ineligible again for this first part of the next school year academically. So we just put some language in there saying that, like a normal F, it'll just affect him for the semester that he is, or the quarter, the time period that he got the F in. It won't carry over again to punish him for another grade period, even though I don't mind it.
In that instance,
yes. So, but that, any questions on that? So basically, it gets him for one semester, but it doesn't punish him again for another semester.
Makes it equivalent to the failing.
What's that?
It makes it equivalent of failing the class, correct, just because they failed the class.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Transportation handbook changes.
I really have nothing other than phone numbers and new changes. I didn't have one else. With me tonight,
but did you want to look at mine?
It's the same.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been the same for about 30 years, except for some changes I made a couple of years ago.
Except so. Going to Lamer's for.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of that. I did make quite a few changes a few years ago.
Yep.
Professional staff handbook changes.
For both the professional staff handbook and the support staff handbook, the changes are not actual changes. There's nothing changed in there other than format and just how things are carried out. So our handbooks were dated, and they had links in there to policy that were broken. You clicked on the link and it didn't take you anywhere. So this was something Sarah decided to take on because it was they were old and they were sore on the eyes. Like, it just was bad. So she just redesigned. Everything in there is what's always been. It's not anything. We're not asking to change anything in there. She just made it look nicer. Mm-hmm. She put where there's policy. Like, if you even look on page 6 and 7, it shows about the mission of the district, the statement of philosophy, that has policy. She embedded the policy right in there instead of a broken link. Some other ones reference policy, but the policy isn't actually in the book, but it gives you the policy number. You can go on the policy book online and find it very quickly. And again, it's the same thing of what was in there because you couldn't click on the link anyway.
Yeah.
She took out the links. She just made it look nicer, more organized.
Look nice.
Yeah, it does. It just is a better way. So that is for the professional staff and the support staff. We're both the same. They were just dated. The only thing that had been updated is when there's a change to policy or a change to how we do things, that just got edited and changed, and that was it. And that has all board approved, but so these books are really, it's more of the look of it, but I wanted to have it here and have it approved so you guys see that those were updated, because they do look different. If you take the one from last year to this year, it looks very different, even though the content isn't different. Yep. So.
They looked cleaner, easier to read.
Way easier.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good question. All right. Administrative handbook.
So administrative handbook, was it last fall maybe? We were talking about different like hours and things for the administrative staff. So not principals and district administrator, but other directors and that are contracted. So contract employees. So I had, based on the previous two, the professional staff and the support staff, kind of melded those together to what's applicable to that admin. And then Sarah again took it and made it look nicer. So again, all of this is stuff that is coming from the other handbooks. It's policy currently in place. It's nothing new there, but it gives a little bit of clarification on where those employees, you know, they're kind of their own special category because they are different. There's only about five of them, but it's still nice to have something that's applicable to them.
Yes.
Because they're support, but yet they're professional, and it just was, it's hard. So we have that one too. And again, it's nothing new in there, but it is an added handbook. So.
Woo-hoo. Questions?
Nope.
All right. Technology acceptable use policy change.
Mr. Schramm, do you want to talk about it or do you want
sure.
me to?
Okay. Yeah. So there's just a couple things in the AEP. We haven't really changed much over the last few years. Haven't really had to. Mr. Ballmer and I work pretty close on CAM, which we really have very few issues at the elementary. But Mr. Ballmer and I work very close with AEP issues at the high school level. And the two changes referenced, we probably two or three kids per issue, so this isn't a major concern. But as we were discussing and looking through the AUP, we didn't have it spelled out exactly what, you know, as we were discussing the issue, spelled out exactly in here, so we just wanted to put that exact verbiage in, so if it does come up in the future, we can point exactly to those items and say, well, this is where it's spelled out, why you can or can't do that, and explain the point. So if you take a look at page 4, number 14 I've highlighted there, all students are required to use their school-issued Chromebook throughout all school instructional days. We had one student this past year that challenged that policy and wanted to bring their own personal laptop and sit in class and essentially do whatever they wanted. So we, you know, brought him in and talked to him and explained why that wasn't the case. Got the issue resolved, but we thought we'd put in there specifically just what's spelled out, so in case it does come up in the future, we can say, well, you can't bring your personal device for, you know, compatibility issues, security reasons, all those kinds of things. We're all tied into that point. So then the second thing we added in there on page 5 under penalty procedures is that if a user commits an unconventional infraction as determined by myself or the principal, Mr. Bauman, or incurs repeated violations, we can suspend all those privileges permanently. We did have two or three of those this past year that repeatedly kept doing things after we talked to them and tried to correct the behavior several times. Just wasn't working.
Can you give an example of those kind of infractions that would end up resulting in, like, their Chromebook being taken?
Yeah, what's an unconventional infraction?
More of a severe level adult content would be something
okay.
that is
repeated. Repeated, yeah, right. Exactly. Or even, like, breaking their computer repeatedly on purpose.
Yeah.
I had a couple looking up hacking procedures, how to hack our systems.
And yeah, our repeatedly, that kind of stuff. That it's
yeah,
like...
So.
That's why he needs a buddy bench.
Yeah.
Yeah. With
so
Mr. Bauman.
A little more extreme happening over and over.
But now, what happens if there's a class thing they have to do? Like, go on.
If it's related to class or coursework, I communicate to the teachers and I say, if you guys, you know, have your kids do it for educational value, tell me so I can look up. If I see that search history coming across, I can then look up their classes and say, okay, you know, that kid's doing it for coursework. I'll go and communicate with the teacher and say, hey, this kid was doing this. Is that, you know, related to what you're teaching? They'll say, yeah or no. And then,
and
are
so
you
if
saying once they get
once
it removed?
They get on, removed, what happens? How
if
do they do
they
that?
Then they need it for class.
Like they don't have, so what we'll do, we'll call them down, we'll communicate with them. We don't take it away completely because essentially, you know,
yeah.
we're discussing it's like taking away a textbook. You can't take away a
yeah.
textbook because they need to learn. So we pretty much restrict it where we keep it in the office every hour. We've created passes for the teachers, so we tell the teachers, if your student needs
okay.
your Chromebook for that hour, they'll have to come get it at the beginning of the hour and take it back at the end.
Good.
That's how it works.
Okay.
We still let them take it home, but if it's repeated, then we say, you know what, you can't handle it, so yeah, I'll leave it in the office and then get it first thing in the morning if you need it. So we don't never completely take it away, but...
Enough sure. that they can't...
Try to.
They should
yeah.
have to go through and look through an encyclopedia to find out.
Yeah.
Card catalog.
The card catalog. How we used to have to do it, they would flip.
Yep. So those are the two changes. If there's any other questions, I'm happy to answer.
Any questions?
No.
Beautiful. Good. Items scheduled for action. Resignation.
Part-time food service employee Rhonda Schramm has tendered her resignation/retirement at the end of the 23-24 school year.
I make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Kayla, seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. The appointments, student success coordinator.
Hillary Trepanier is recommended for approval as a student success coordinator. She'd also like to ask the board to consider paying the $1,000 fee that she will be assessed for getting out of her previous contract.
First, we need a motion and a second.
To hire her?
A motion to hire her, and then I think we can talk about the...
That, and then you can make an amendment to the motion, however you want. So.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Kayla. Second?
I'll second it.
Second by Chris. All right, discussion.
So she has the $1,000 to get out of the contract from...
Done for everybody else.
That was another thing we were going to look at, is this fee. We got to start matching these people. You know, we got to break even somewhere along the line here.
This we haven't had in quite a while. Jeff brings it up every time, but we haven't had anyone leave late in a while. But that is something that we have talked about in the past, is if we have them and it's under the, you know, the time as assessing that fee on them. You know, most of them do.
Most places are up there.
It's been a few years since we've paid one, but we do. I mean, and we have. She's a very highly qualified.
Not that
we've looked at her stuff, but she's a.
Not that there's much we can do about it. Yeah, we have to do it to have. You know.
I don't. I think so. It's low, but we can look at that if we want to look at, you know, in late winter, early spring before contracts actually come out. If we want to look at changing our language. And I can get info from the CISA 8 districts and what their language is and the amounts to try to.
How about we make it if they leave, they pay
it back?
Both ours and the one we paid there.
if they came and we paid theirs, yes. I don't know. I've always looked at it as a contract.
That, you break the contract, you pay.
Yeah.
Never agreed with
that. And there are some places. Outside of Wisconsin, I've not seen this in Wisconsin, but outside of Wisconsin, that breaking a contract has huge issues.
Especially if you get a signing bonus.
But this isn't exactly a late.
No.
Well, theirs is.
You know, that's what I'm.
July 15th to she read it to me. July 15th to August 15th is $1,000. After August 15th, it's $2,500. I think. Ooh, in the district that she's at? Something like that. August 15th is late. You know, obviously, I mean, that's...
Yeah, this I wouldn't consider a late one. I mean, you know, it's still the middle of July.
But if we want to look at our contract language, we can definitely do that probably February.
I think so, too.
I think February time
would
be the time.
Do we need a motion to...
Are we going to amend it? Are we going to pay it for it? Are we...
Is
it a deal
breaker?
So then
it needs to be added to the motion, then.
I make a motion that we pay her the $1,000.
Okay. The friendly amendment to... Kayla, do you accept that amendment?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second.
And an amendment to the motion.
Yep.
To pay $1,000 for her. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Bowman?
Opposed.
Want to oppose?
Aye.
I'm a little past it now.
What?
Actually, no, I'm not.
Motion carried. No, he's not. He'll be on the buddy bench if you want to talk.
Yeah, he will. Give him 15 minutes after the meeting.
Number two, part-time special ed secretary.
Kelly Donowski is recommended for approval as a part-time special education secretary.
Make the motion.
Motion by Chris, seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number three, volunteers and chaperones.
A list of volunteers and chaperones was included in your packet and is recommended for approval. You can do it.
One at a time.
I'll make a motion to approve the list as presented for volunteers.
Seconded by Lyle, seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. C, elementary school student handbook changes.
The board is asked to approve the elementary school student handbook changes as presented by Mrs. Dima.
Second.
Second, Kayla.
I thought you fell asleep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. D, middle high school student handbook changes.
Board is asked to approve the middle high school student handbook changes as presented by Mr. Bowman.
Motion by Mike.
Sunny. Come on.
Second. I didn't want to teach anybody else.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. E, middle high school extracurricular activities code changes.
Board is asked to approve the middle high school extracurricular activities code changes as presented.
I'll make that motion.
You guys are insane.
Motion by Lyle. Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. F, transportation handbook changes.
Board is asked to approve the transportation handbook changes as presented.
Make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Yep.
I'll second it.
They are even looking at
all in favor.
Aye.
Motion carried. G, professional staff handbook changes.
Board is asked to approve the professional staff handbook changes.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Mike.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstentions? Motion carried. H, support staff handbook changes.
Board is asked to approve support staff handbook changes as presented.
Motion by Mike.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Lyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. I, administrative handbook.
Board is asked to approve the administrative handbook.
Second.
By Mike. Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Technology acceptable use policy change.
Board is asked to approve the changes to the acceptable use policy as presented.
Motion by Mike.
I second it.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. 2023-2024 resolution to accept federal funding.
This is an annual resolution required by our auditors that allows the district to accept federal special education, title, food service, and Carl Perkins funding. The board is asked to approve the resolution.
Now, therefore, be it resolved on this 19th day of July, 2023, that the Board of Education of the School District of Cavitz, Cavitz, Wisconsin, shall be authorized to receive federal funds for Carl Perkins Title I, II, III, and IV, Early Childhood Program, Special Education Flow-Through, and School Food Service funds for the 2023-2024 school year.
Granda?
Nope.
Motion.
Oh.
I make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Mike.
Now.
There you go.
Granda.
Yes.
Huck. Ide.
Yes.
Cherry.
Yes.
Are you all? Yes. Huck absent. Greasy.
Yes.
Frival.
Yes.
All right. 2022-2023 is the inclusion and restraint report.
This is an annual report noting the number of times throughout the year when district staff use seclusion or restraint to handle situations with students who are in danger, a danger to themselves or others. Copy of the report is included in your packet. Motion can be made to approve the report.
I'll make a motion to approve that.
Motion by Lyle. Oh my gosh, you guys.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. 2023-24 Wisconsin State Academic Standards.
Wisconsin Act 55, Section 120.12, Sub 13, requires that school boards annually approve academic standards that the district will adopt. A copy of the notice, which will be put on the district website, is included in your packet.
Make a motion.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. 2023-2024 preliminary coaching extracurricular advisor list. This looks like this is just for fall.
It is. Yep.
Okay, so for fall.
A copy of the fall sports coaching and extracurricular advisor list is included in your board packet. Mr. Dorschner will be at the August meeting to do the coaching evaluations and then the full coaching list. But we asked him to get this one done because fall sports start before the August meeting. So.
Okay, and motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Chris.
Can I just ask a question?
You sure can.
Okay, now, are all these coaches paid, or are there some that are, like, volunteer paid?
They're listed as volunteer if they're volunteer.
Oh, okay, so like...
So under football, it says volunteer coaches. There's three of them.
There's three, but we pay one, two, three,
Yep, so a head and
or
an
five,
assistant.
Or 5'6", okay.
A head and an assistant for varsity, and then two for JV, and two for
junior high. Okay, that was the one I was, okay.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion and a second. So.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Future agenda items? Gary's not here, so.
I'd like to.
Oh.
Possibly look at going electronic for our board instead
packet.
Of all this paper.
Packets?
Mm-hmm.
This is like.
Does anybody here not have a computer at home?
The school would supply it.
Well, I know. I'm just asking because we did have one once.
We would want to use our school email.
Right.
Oh, yeah, but
and
if they.
Probably Google Drive, I would think.
And Google Drive.
Yeah.
Google Drive.
Yeah, research a little bit. Take a look at
okay.
Because okay. We had one at one point that we were doing it, and we had to provide the computer, and I think her internet was even iffy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just was asking that before we.
Yeah.
I just. Save so much time for
shared drive
well and what I mean that's it it's easier to save it on a computer yes
and if there's one or two if there's a couple
yeah.
Board members that do want paper we can make that
yeah.
Available also but then it's a
last time, right?
Huh?
You know
whoever wanted paper last time we
yeah. They could yes
yep.
But
so
most of them like
streamlined things
yep
yeah oh
not
for
computer,
sure
but in the office
yep.
The copy machine went in there the paper
yeah
toner,
and the time.
It'd be cheaper to buy every one of us a Chromebook that we have here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you know,
okay.
We get called about our meeting, and then I get a you know letter in the mail about the same meeting.
Well, that is a requirement for yeah. Special meetings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whenever we go to these conventions, there aren't a lot of boards anymore that do it this way.
I just like to see us do something.
Okay. Yep. For sure. Yep, I got it. We will do that and report back. At the next meeting.
Good.
All right.
I didn't the track team just go to state this last month?
Nationals.
How did you
go? Who?
This track team.
Oh, I saw it tonight on the way here.
They did.
The Kapiski boy got a 106th place, which
out of like
out of all, yeah.
Of course, they
did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them made like the second day competition.
Yep.
They had one person make that second day.
It's in the PT. I saw it today.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I follow them on their Facebook page so I could have seen it, but I don't off the top of my head. I mean,
yeah.
Overall, they did okay.
They
finished better
yeah.
Than they thought they were going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, for the first year, I thought I'd be here tonight.
Yeah.
I did just to let us know, you know, but yeah.
So, all right. 11, recess to executive closed session as per Wisconsin Statute 19.85. Considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. District Administrator Evaluation. I need a motion.
Make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Second by Mike.
Grandaw.
Yes.
Hyde.
Yes.
Cherry.
Yes.
Heidi Wald. Yes. Huck absent. Gracie.
Yes.
I'm going to
five all.
Yes.
All right. We are in closed session. Open session at 7:27. Need a motion to adjourn. Okay, motion by Kayla.
You don't
need a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
Boy.